CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results. Every day I'm hustling. Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. I'm super excited that you guys are rolling with me solo today because I want to talk about something that I believe is becoming more and more important when it comes to our cold prospecting, our cold sales outreach, and ultimately, it's becoming more important to us closing more deals as sales professionals. I want to speak about the importance of having a personal brand. Probably, I don't know, 5, 10, definitely 15 years ago, the word personal brand definitely wasn't a buzzword like it is in today's world. But having a personal brand now is not just important, it's almost critical, especially if you're in the sales world. And I want to discuss why that's critical and why as sales professionals and definitely entrepreneurs, we all need to be upping our game when it comes to our own personal brand and actually give some tangible reasons why this is actually critical. The thing I don't like when it comes to personal branding is this is like the ultimate marketing buzzword in today's world. You can Google personal brand and you're going to get a ton of different types of marketing blogs with a lot of fluff content. I want to cut to the chase and tell you exactly why every sales pro should be focused on personal branding. At the end of the day, people still buy from people. We've talked about this on this podcast ad nauseum, that buyers still buy with emotion. So what does that mean? People still buy from people. It doesn't matter what type of brand you have at your back, what type of product you're selling, how great your service is. When we make a transaction, especially at a B2B high-level sale, we want to buy from someone that we not only know, like, but we ultimately trust. We fully have to have trust in that person at some innate level to where we want to do business with them. This is critical in the B2B world, guys. It's no secret that the transaction and the dollar amount in business-to-business sales is much higher than it is in B2C. Therefore, the higher the price point, the sale, the more the relationship matters. That's why people still buy from people. And at the end of the day, you cannot automate 100% of the sales cycle. You have to have strong relationships. So why does a personal brand matter when a relationship matters? Well, when we're out there pounding the pavement and we're trying to develop new prospects with people who have no idea who we are or what our company does, a personal brand really comes into play because we can now validate and verify a company, or in this case, a salesperson online before we ever have a conversation. 15 years ago, we had to have a conversation with a salesperson to kind of get a feel, to get an idea if we wanted to do some sort of business with that person. That's why we put such an emphasis on customer service. We had to have conversations back in the day with companies and with salespeople to be like, you know what? Okay, this something feels right about this. I want to pursue a potential business relationship with this person. Well, now we don't have to do that. We can literally verify and validate a company, a sales pro, before ever speaking with them. Now, whether that validation is correct or not, that's a different story. We have to give the impression without speaking to someone that we're an authority in our space. This is critical in the B2B world, and that we are presentable. I know that sounds so elementary, guys, but just putting a face to the name goes so far in today's sales world. It's very easy to be gamified, to be catfished, just to be misled in today's world. So adding any type of human element to your sales process, which you can do through a personal brand, is absolutely critical. So what does a personal brand mean? Well, yes, you need to, I think every person needs to have some sort of human element, whether it's a cell phone number, whether it's a picture of them and their email signature line. something so subtle goes so far. Definitely through LinkedIn, your profile shouldn't be a bunch of bullshit talking about how you can 10X a company and all of that. Let's talk about what actually matters to people and how you can actually serve them. Professional headshots go a long way. Content that you're putting out there that's industry specific, that you're curated, which actually takes me to my second point. Salespeople are now creators. For the first time in the history of sales, we have to be creators. Back in the day, we relied on very expensive industry reports. We relied on marketing teams to produce the content for us. In today's digital first society, salespeople have to be creators. We have to create our own thought leading content. You don't have to have a mass audience to capitalize on this, but you have to have some sort of personalized and self-curated ideas when it comes to your line of work, your business, and your industry to make you look like you at least know what you're talking about, which you should if you're selling something. Therefore, salespeople are now creators. Go up and down on Twitter, go up and down on LinkedIn, and you see the best industry salespeople creating their own content. They're not waiting for some expensive industry report to be released. They're not really waiting for their company's marketing team to provide them with content. They are picking up their own momentum by creating their own content. Salespeople are now creators, and we have to hone that mentality moving forward. We have to hone that through our personal brand and take ownership that it's up to us to differentiate when it comes to being an industry leader. And when you can do this with your prospects, it's just ultimately going to improve your sales cycle. They say you really don't know something until you try to teach it. That's really what creating content does, guys. It allows us to even more get in detail and specific and learn our industry and our trade even more so, which ultimately will help our sales process. And a huge thing that I've just learned through the years, people not only buy from people, but they really don't buy from brands. Unless you're Apple, unless you're Coca-Cola, unless you're Amazon, unless you're some conglomerate, people really don't give a shit about what the company brand is, especially if it's a small to medium-sized business. They care about, yes, what the product does, what the service does, but they're not originally interested because of the company. They're interested because of the salesperson that is speaking with them and the angle and the positioning that you're taking and showing them the value that it serves to that person. Ultimately, it's that simple, guys. People don't really buy from brands at a B2B medium-sized business level. They buy from the individual. And that brings me to the last point, which I'm going to read off directly from the National Sales Association, that 92% of buyers trust recommendation from individuals versus brands. So if we're thinking that 92% of our prospects out there are going to trust an individual over a brand, then we need to invest into our personal brand. And we do that by having a clean, consistent image. When we think of brand, that's all it is. It's a clean, consistent image, message, feeling that conveys trust. That's why we've talked about brand awareness and marketing for generations. It creates trust. Trust is one of the biggest feelings and emotions that we need to provide our prospects when it comes to the buying cycle, to our sales process. So how are we doing that on a personal level? Because we know people buy from people. People buy from individuals, not company. How many? 92% of prospects, to be specific. So how are you investing in your personal brand? Is your image clean? Are you becoming a creator? Are you curating your own content? Are you putting your ideas out there? That might be appealing. That might be interesting. That might be of value to someone who has no idea who you are. So I'm going to champion this a few times throughout this year. This is my first time really talking about it publicly. This is something that I'm trying to better as a sales professional and as an entrepreneur. Invest in your personal brand and put that personal brand front and center into your sales process, because our network at the end of the day will always lead to more leads. We know that as sales pros. Our network is gold. Invest in your personal brand to build a bigger and better network. If you guys enjoy this content, please tell a friend to tell a friend. It's that simple. Go to outboundsalesreport.com and check out our four-time-a-year newsletter that we send you about cold prospecting, give you some high-level data about what's going on in the B2B sales world. We only send 4 emails a year, 1 per quarter. Go to outboundsalesreport.com. And like and subscribe to this podcast if you like it. We love speaking to you guys and look forward to speaking to you next time. Thanks.